This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, as well as our security officers and our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there that take the big rigs across country. And let's not forget about the FedEx and the UPS, as well as our bulk mail center mail haulers that are out there delivering mail to the post offices so that you can get your letters and whatnot today delivered to you. And, of course, we've also got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, and hauling the jet fuel to wherever you're at for whatever you need it for. And then there's our Amazon workers in the warehouse and our Amazon drivers out there. Thank you very much for the job you're doing. And you can follow us on Facebook. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. And, of course, we're also over there on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us right now, we've got over in California, IA, where the weather isn't all that terrible at the moment, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yep. And we'll get into the weather and all that stuff as we move along this hour, because God knows we got plenty of it. But in the meantime, let's say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values and principles. And people need to start understanding that again, Kyle, because it's not that hard to figure out.
You're right, yes.
All right, well, we talked last hour about some different things that were going on, and of course we have plenty to be thankful for. By the way, did you catch the Final Four basketball game?
I did not, no, unfortunately.
Well, the University of Connecticut won over San Diego State 76-59.
Wow. Very interesting.
Yep. They pulled away on them. Sure did. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's take a look down below here, because the Ukraine is mocking the Russian claim of Bakhmut control of that city. Well, they only had to destroy the city to do it, I guess, right?
Well, exactly, yes.
And it's amazing how Russia continues to take down the cities and knock down all the buildings and basically level them. I mean, they're killing civilians. They don't care. And we're not doing anything about it.
Well, no. I know that we've sent materiel and other support, and obviously the literally billions of dollars at this point. I think the American people are beginning to wonder what that support actually does and how sustainable is it. That being said, I mean, obviously we don't want to let Ukraine fall, but at the same time, is it that we have to give them more in order to stop the Russians cold in their tracks, or how long does this go on? Because we don't want to support them just enough to where this goes on for years and years.
Well, we continue to watch and see what's going on in the background with all of this, because remember, Russia can actually activate people into the reserve, into the military up to the age of 65.
Well, that's true, and the idea is that they bring in so many more troops or fighters that by attrition they would continue to prevail.
And they're trying, of course, to bring up their forces to where they can do whatever. It looks like as if they need 400,000 more military people. I don't think they're going to get it.
It seems like a stretch. And also at the same time, Captain, you know, we don't hear a whole lot about how Russians feel about the war at home, basically. They've got to realize that things aren't going as well as they would like to be led to believe, or the way that the leadership would like to lead them to believe.
Now, Joe Biden's humiliation of Benjamin Netanyahu once again shows the bias on Israel by our administration, namely Joe Biden.
Yeah, and it's a good question. Why is that? Well, why is that? And, you know, there's obvious reasons why Israel is our greatest ally in the Middle East and why we should stand with Israel on so many of these different things. But yet you get a Democrat administration and they act like this. Go figure.
All right. Hold that thought. Most are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. You'll see.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow and MyStore.com. Those are the two websites right now where you can go and you can save a ton of money, because at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell basically has everything that he sells marked down. Now, there's a whole bunch of buy one, get ones over there. There's a whole bunch of save 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, and even 90% on some of the items that he's discontinuing. For example, the original MyPillow slippers, where you can now buy 10 pair for $25 per, which means you'll save $100 plus on those slippers. So that's number one. And then you had the moccasins, number two, where you can buy the same thing, 10 pair, and get them for about $50 less than what you would have normally. So there you go. But that's just an example of what you can save. There's plenty of other things. And then there's MyStore.com. That's the one where he gives you things for the house, your kitchen, and your dining room, and your living room. And it's more of a family-oriented website. But MyStore.com, MyPillow.com, go over there and make sure that you take a look at everything that they have to offer. You're going to be surprised, and you're going to save a lot of money on things that you need to have anyway. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code is always going to be the word Captain. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, right?
Indeed.
It's not snowing, it's not freezing rain, it's not all that miserable where you're at, right?
Right. Well, thankfully, yes.
Well, you could be over here on the East Coast, because Cornell, which is a liberal college by all stretches of the imagination, says that a student proposal for trigger warnings is not going to happen. They rejected it. I don't know what they're rejecting it for, but I guess we'll have to wait and find out.
Well, basically what's happening at Cornell University is they had the students' body, I think, vote to have this kind of trigger warning be placed into any material that the professors might talk about in the classroom for fear that it could be have any traumatic content. They'd have to show what's going to happen on the syllabus and et cetera and warn everybody. But the school itself is now going to dismiss that. And they said this, Captain, I thought it was very interesting. They said, academic freedom, which is a fundamental principle in higher education, establishes the right of faculty members to determine what they teach in their classrooms and how they teach it, provided they behave in a manner consistent with professional ethics and competence and do not introduce controversial matters unrelated to the subjects of their course. So they're actually standing behind the idea that, gee, I don't know, Captain, you got to get history warts and all, and there's going to be some things in the courses that are going to be something that, you know, that you may not like, but you have to be aware of in order to have a well-rounded education. It's not about being purient or being sensationalistic or excessive for excessive sake. But my goodness, if you have students just saying, I can't see any of this, that's not the real world, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. Now, something else. Janet Yellen says that because of OPEC plus the cuts, they've added a bunch of uncertainty towards the growth of the American economy. Well, duh.
I don't know, Captain. What are we going to do with Janet Yellen? I have no idea.
Retire her.
Well, she says she thinks that's, quote, very unconstructive act at this time when it's important to try to hold energy prices down, unquote. Well, goodness gracious, Janet Yellen, please call up Joe Biden on the telephone and say, you know, what did you do to all the pipeline, to the oil fields and the oil wells and all that? Talk about trying to hold prices down. The whole point, the reason why we're here for a good majority of it is the fact that we stopped being energy independent.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to wake up and smell the roses on that one. By the way, an abortion clinic ban in the state of Utah is being challenged by a lawsuit. I don't know that they're going to win their lawsuit, but we'll see.
Well, this centers around the idea that even in Utah right now, abortion is legal up to 18 weeks of pregnancy. But what this ban will do, according to those who are fighting it, they'll say that you're going to relegate abortions to major hospitals, basically, and that you're not going to have the Planned Parenthood centers, all over the place so that the people can go right over there, evidently. So that's the basis of what this challenge is. So we will see how it does pan out here, but be very interesting.
Yeah, what a thought, though. What a thought, right?
Well, the president CEO of Utah's Planned Parenthood affiliate says that, honestly, there are no realistic alternative locations for Utahns to continue to get this really, and this is what she says, really essential health care, unquote. That's what she said.
Now, the mugshot, which could or could not show up out on the internet of Donald Trump today, could be a financial boom for the Trump campaign. I'm not so sure that they don't want the picture out there, but certainly we're hearing from some political people, well, don't put that out there, don't put that out there.
Well, no, I think, number one, they wanted it to be the scarlet letter. They wanted it to be this mark of shame for Donald Trump. But in a normal world, if there was some kind of crime that we'd know of at this point, again, we have to see the full indictment. But it would be that mark of shame for anybody, right? Nobody wants to get indicted for something, for goodness sakes. But in the world that they've created, and I think that's important to point out, the world that they have created is one where the Donald Trump mugshot becomes a rallying point. So that's what I think is where this is where the backfire is coming from. And I just may say parenthetically, Captain, don't you think that Alvin Bragg does? I think he looks more terrified than Donald Trump does about this whole thing. I think he's in over his head.
Maybe we need his mugshot.
Right. Well, I just think, you know, this whole thing, he can't be, if there's no slam dunk here. You know, so they're rolling the dice too. But what's happened now is that it's only taken about 4 seconds for people to figure out that this is a political prosecution, and they're not fooling anybody. That's so. I think that they don't know what they've done. They've empowered Donald Trump. In the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? That he's becoming more powerful than they could possibly imagine. So this is what they've done.
What was the name of that guy?
Well, in Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, okay. That's from the movie.
He says, if you strike me down, Darth Vader, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And so, Star Wars fans will get that immediately.
Wow. Yeah, I imagine they will, but I didn't. Okay, well, let me see. Let me get on over here to the next point. The Dow has gained some 327 points yesterday as stocks rallied. However, U.S. manufacturing is nearing a three-year low right now.
Well, that's right. We're in the midst of all kinds of layoffs and restructurings. In fact, Captain, many of our listeners may not have been aware yet that McDonald's closed all of their corporate offices on Monday, and mostly for the next couple of days, we understand, as they are going to start notifying some of the 45,000 people that work at that level, the corporate level, that they're going to be laid off. And this is a major move for a giant like McDonald's. We don't know there's no explanation other than they want to try to right size for the future, that kind of thing. But we're seeing layoffs at Disney. We're seeing layoffs in the tech sector. We're seeing all kinds of things. Our economy is in grave danger.
Yes, it is. And hopefully they'll get this taken care of sooner rather than later, hopefully.
Well, hopefully so, and especially as we look at what's happening with the banking system, we're looking at the tightening of lending. This is going to have effects across the board. We're sailing into this terrible storm, but Joe Biden, he's fine. He's saying everything's okay.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming up on the bottom of the hour break here, and we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day, a Tuesday for you, and hope you have a great day doing whatever it is you're going to be doing today. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's supporters are criticizing Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The former president's facing about 30 charges, but his supporters say D.A. Bragg has more pressing issues to focus on.
Alvin Bragg is doing nothing for violent criminals. Nothing. Nothing in this city.
What the hell is wrong with this guy? While he releases criminals on the streets of New York every day, shoplifting is rampant. Armed robbery is rampant. And look what's happening in the subways.
There's always been bad blood between Bragg and Trump. The Pentagon is confident it limits limited the surveillance capabilities of that Chinese balloon that flew over the U.S. earlier this year.
What we did do is take precautionary steps to limit the intelligence value that it would be able to collect.
Defense Department spokeswoman Sabrina Singh told reporters Monday the U.S. took measures to protect intel from sensitive military sites after discovery of the balloon in U.S. airspace in late January. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And don't forget, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is located over at 38th at 66, right there on the north side of the highway and at Medical Plaza that's there. And their phone number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. They will definitely help you out. And ladies, if you want to go see a lady, podiatrist, they've got two of them there on duty. So there you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Mr. Kyle Warren, how the heck are you?
I'm doing fine, Captain. Thanks.
All right. Now, let's go back to where we were at here before we left off. We know that Israel's Netanyahu has been having some trouble at home, and he's trying to do whatever to keep the trouble down to a dull roar, I guess. But he has put the defense minister's sacking, he was going to fire the defense minister, he's put that on hold to try to back things off a little bit with all the protests that we're having.
Well, that's exactly right. We're talking about Yoav Gallant, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He was the defense minister and is the defense minister and called for a pause in Netanyahu seeking to make changes to the judicial appointments and reviews, for example, of Supreme Court cases in Israel and being able to make calls on them or even override them, basically. So this has caused, of course, the huge pouring into the streets by the Israelis. The Prime Minister has announced that they have delayed this process for the time being. And this year, of course, Captain, there is some tensions going on. They, of course, have the month of Ramadan that's coinciding this year with Passover, and they decided that maybe they're not going to keep rocking the boat here for a little bit, especially because of those security considerations.
Well, I appreciate that, and we'll see where that goes. In the meantime, the Dow gained 327 points as oil stocks rallied yesterday, which you might well expect since the price of oil is going back up again.
Yeah, and, you know, as Dana Carvey once said in his famous Saturday Night Live character, isn't that special? Can you imagine, Captain, at this time when prices are already so high, interest rates are so high, and now here we go again, this is a huge cut. Unexpected cut, I should say, in oil production by OPEC. And so now we're going to literally pay the price. People are going to have to be making even more tough decisions about how they spend their hard-earned money.
Well, by the end of the summer, if this comes to fruition, this has done no favors to Joe Biden because he's going to be looking at gasoline retail prices approaching $4 a gallon at the pumps. And that's not going to be pretty for him.
No, it's not. And so when that happens, watch for Joe Biden to blame anybody that he can find, in the sense that no matter what narrative, and the narrative will go something like this: these oil companies, we need some more legislation about these oil companies that are gouging everybody when not addressing some of the underlying factors that are going on. In other words, they look for something to create the narrative so that they can just point the finger at anybody else but themselves for literally creating this whole situation.
Yeah, and I have to kind of chuckle a little bit when you say the price gouging going on with the oil companies. Yeah, sure. It's not the oil companies. It's the processors over there in Saudi Arabia that are dictating the prices for the rest of the world, and they're causing everything to go up.
Well, right. And why doesn't Joe Biden talk about that specifically instead of creating, it's the old class warfare type of thing. It's like somehow these rich companies are the things that are blamed. They're to blame for your plight. When Joe Biden could show leadership that would go beyond going hat in hand to the crown prince in Saudi Arabia like he did before.
And, of course, let's remember that because of what's going on with the oil and because of the economy in general, there is no denying it. U.S. manufacturing has just suffered its lowest numbers over the past 3 years.
Well, I'm sure it has, and I'm sure some of that has to do with the pandemic, for example, and still, if we're going back that far. But also, Captain, there's a lot of problems, I think, in terms of inflation and how that's affecting spending and how that's affecting the interest rates, which affect the ability to get business loans, this kind of stuff. There's something going on out there that is not going to, it's not going to just somehow be transient and just go away on its own.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about what we might or might not see today coming out of New York when Donald Trump effectively turns himself into the courts and the judge. And it's going to be interesting to see how this is all handled. I know they're going to try to do something to accentuate some aspect of what's going on with Trump. I just don't know what the something is.
Yeah, that's a very good question. They'll certainly want it to be as much of a circus as possible. But really, Captain, I think it's transparent. I think people see it for the theater that it truly is. And, you know, whether or not Donald Trump would have gone on to get the nomination, that's also still a good question. This changes everything. We can't make those kinds of predictions. But I do have a good question, though, and that is, if they had not indicted Donald Trump, or rather, by indicting Donald Trump, does this literally freeze the whole election in terms of other candidates wanting to get in, or does the GOP now have really no choice, for better or for worse, to rally around Donald Trump no matter what?
Well, it doesn't freeze anything yet unless there's a conviction. And then that will definitely, even though Trump can run still, with a conviction, I really don't see that being part of the plans. I think Trump is in this to win it, and he's going to defeat these charges. He's going to beat them back because I don't see the charges are bona fide to begin with.
Well, right, and you know, law professors such as Dershowitz and Turley, they also don't see, from their perspective, from, you know, that there's any real basis here. It's all built on sand, which this is why we were mentioning Bragg earlier, D.A. Bragg. It's like, why is this even moving forward? I mean, this all seems sort of creepy and weird, and it's not a normal kind of thing because we can't see where there is a legitimate, quote-unquote, crime that has been committed here, at least as far as we know, with the indictment still sealed.
Yeah. But we'll know by the end of the day, today.
Yes, exactly.
We'll have a
exactly.
much better bearing on what's going on. And if it's 32 indictments or if it's six or whatever it is, we'll know that too. But they say that there's 32 different charges. However, some of those charges, pardon the pun, have got to be trumped up.
They got to be trumped up, yeah. And by the way, Captain, if Donald Trump had simply retired to Mar-a-Lago and said, I'm done with politics, I'm sick of this whole thing, and just never came back to run for president, do you think he'd be being prosecuted right now for this Stormy Daniels thing?
No, of course not.
Yeah, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. And that's why I think the American people, whether they voted for Trump or not, they see right through that kind of stuff. And I think the Democrats are going to find out that they went a bridge too far with this thing, politically.
All righty, we're going to go a bridge too short, and we're going to go to break. And when we come back from the break, more with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll take a look and see what's going on there. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more. And today's Tuesday. At Mission Barbecue.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
dirty deeds, and they're done dirt cheap. We know who that is, right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's Joan Jett with a great cover from AC/DC. But, of course, now, Captain, of course, it begs the question, are they still dirt cheap? How does inflation affect this at all?
Nothing is dirt cheap anymore. you can take it away, tell us what's going on out west, and then I'll tell everybody where the big old blizzard is.
All right, sounds good, Captain. Well, we're going to take a quick check of our interstates where we've got snow coming across the interstate. If you're in southern Idaho right now, just a little south of Idaho Falls, if you're near Pocatello, you've definitely got snow coming across Interstate 15, also across Interstate 86. This is going to go on down towards American Falls and down towards Downey on Interstate 15. And you're going to pick it up again as you get into northern Utah, down through Logan, Ogden, all the way through Salt Lake City. Our friends there, of course, again being treated to some snow. Coming out I-80 going into Wyoming, southern Wyoming, you've got the snow all the way to Rock Springs. It's going to pick up again just east of Rawlins, down through Cheyenne, and down Interstate 25 into Fort Collins, northern Colorado. But also north on I-25 through Casper up towards Buffalo, you've got snow, and also snow coming out through Gillette, I-90 towards South Dakota right now. Also, this was there last hour. It's still there. Phoenix, Arizona, reading haze right now. And again, cold up in Northern California, up on Donner Pass, 12 degrees. Be careful out there.
Yeah, 12 degrees, I guess it would be. Besides that, you wouldn't be running around in your flip-flops, would you?
Nope, not at all.
All righty. Well, here we go. Let's take a look here, because we have got a big-time snowstorm, blizzard conditions in North Dakota, South Dakota, the northern part of Nebraska, coming out of Wyoming, and we've got a winter storm warning in Minnesota. We've got snow in Wisconsin. We've got snow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We've got some rain over there just north of Detroit, so it's a little warmer over there to where they're getting some different temperatures, but I'm sure that's going to get colder. And when it does, well, there we go with the snow and the ice. But going down below to, Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, you got a lot of windy conditions down there tonight. You got the possibility of a snowstorm developing down there. However, right now it's still kind of iffy, to say the least. Conditions are not exactly 100% to develop into a snowstorm, but we could get some severe weather down there in that area of the country today. In the meantime, looking good on the East Coast, looking good down around Florida, looking good around the Gulf. So we're lucky in that respect. Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the My Rewards Plus app, where you can learn how to reserve your parking space and also set up mobile fueling and much more. Get great savings and great offers. Pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and they'll keep you right up to date with the price of fuel, too, in case they're changing prices, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. So, one other little question here, and that is, how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we look forward to talking to you tonight in the Radidio.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, appreciate him. And, of course, we're going to move along right now, and we're going to bring on Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So let me get over there and grab her. Okay, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, let's listen to our friend Greg Cluxton, who is in New York City right now, and this is what he sent me last night.
Florida and flew to New York, arriving here at his Trump Tower skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan. As he left Palm Beach, he drove past cheering supporters. Here in New York on Tuesday, he'll be arrested and arraigned in state court, making him the first former president to face criminal charges. Trump and his legal team have vowed to challenge those charges. Greg Clugston outside Trump Tower in New York.
Well, there you have it. He's up there, and we get to see what this is going to transpire this afternoon, and there will be coverage I believe the networks will be covering this.
Oh, yes, they will. I mean, it was a big deal to all kinds of media to watch him walk into Trump Tower yesterday and or watch the Trump airplane take off. I mean, it was just ridiculous yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, publicity is what it is.
Okay.
And that's what they were doing, is they were playing a public relations game between the two of them, a little cat and mouse. And, of course, I'm not so sure that this district attorney is going to come out smelling like a rose when this is all done by the end of the day. Because, again, I'm having a tough time trying to find some people that are standing up and supporting everything he's doing.
Well, he did hire a brand new attorney. One that I think had previously represented Paul Manafort that successfully got several charges against Manafort dropped. So we'll see where this one goes. But there'll be several motions that'll be filed here. One is a motion to dismiss or a motion to move the trial to, say, Staten Island or maybe even upstate. So there's a lot in process here.
Yeah, I'm wondering where they would move the trial to.
Well, as I just said, Staten Island is one or upstate.
Yeah, and Staten Island I don't know as I call them Republican, but they certainly are more conservative.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Hopefully they can get it changed, because I don't think he could get a fair trial if it went to a jury trial.
Yeah, he's not going to get a fair trial.
No.
Not in New York.
Nope. Okay, well, let's see here. Let me take a look real quick at the clock. All right, we're going to be coming back with some music. Here it comes in my ear, so you hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Yes, we will talk more about what's going to transpire today, as well as the Ukraine. We've got some news out of the Ukraine, and we've got some other news around off the border, the southern border, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget,
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.